Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
And welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. This is Jethro Smith, founder of this wild, phenomenal show. I want all of you guys to relax because we're getting through Mercury retrograde, because everything is working at this point, and we're all going to grab hands and scream yes, because it's Wednesday, meaning the wonderful, the phenomenal lady who comes from the internationally recognized, who is she? Psychic medium. Come on, you guys. Guess it. Oh, you know who it is. It's Melissa Berman, the one we love. How are you, Melissa?
Hi, Jethro. Hi, everybody. Good evening. We're waiting for the rain here in L.A. It's like we're at the parade. Everybody go stand outside with your umbrellas because the parade is coming by. If it rains, it's going to be a miracle. And Mercury, yes, on the 28th, it's going direct, and we have a new moon that day. And then right after that, Saturn and Mars are going retrograde. It's going to be one H of a ride. So let's just have fun and take a deep breath. And
I love it. It's got the most wildest thing, Melissa. We've got too much water. I'm out here going, bring back. I just got some cute rhubarb, and I'm like watching it swim off. I'm like, come back, baby. Come to me. And I'm out there pulling
rhubarb
my garden out of the
water. Rhubarb in the form of a pie. Are you going to make rhubarb pie?
Oh, yes. And I put that. That was what our show theme was. I go, name that healthy pie. I think rhubarb pie should be high on the list of pies. Of course, I will use I need someone to write me and tell me how to use the sugar. I can't even say the word. I'm having a moment. It's not sugar. It's stevia. And I've got it, and I've got it growing, and I don't know how to harvest it.
Oy.
It's beautiful. It has cute little white flowers. It's all natural, but it's adorable, and I don't know how. So those of you who are tuning in, this is Psyche Jethro and Melissa Berman. We've got a lot of you guys. I know we're going to do a fun show tonight. I had someone ask me today, what is going on? What's going on is we're happy, and it's time to be wild. You're calling 773-8-7-6-4-1. I'm starting to read these live. This is really good. I think Melissa's a very nice person. I don't know why she works with Jethro. What is this? But she just seems to have one of those personalities that deal with him, Melissa. I would have worked with him too, but he never picked up the phone. Okay. You're having those nights. We're going to turn that way down off, actually, is what I'm going to do with that. Then I'm going to go ahead and go back into Facebook and see if I have two friends left out of my one. Oh, we've got people writing here. We can't wait. I've got to ask Melissa a question here. Melissa, I have been working with crystals my whole life. Everybody keeps telling me that I'm the crystal person. Why can't I do the other stuff? I want to be like you. I listen to your show. I love listening to you. You're one of the best psychics there is. I put out a video for you, and it's not going to be with puppets. It's going to be the best. Just tell me what's going to be, Melissa, that will help me besides crystals. I want to do something more than just know about crystals.
Oh, you're so delightful, and thank you for your support. And I want to sing Ooby-Doo. I want to be like you. I want to walk like you, talk like you. Okay. The crystals, in part because you're crystalline, you come from that dimension of being a crystal child and a crystal being, and that is your gift. That is one of your major gifts. Please honor that gift. You don't want to be like, I'm so flattered, but you want to be like you, so that we can all go, we want to be like you, we want to walk like you. Because when you work with crystals, you go into that other dimension. You go higher and higher and higher. It feels like you might want to study, another art form, like a Reiki, like sort of like energy healing Reiki technique, something along those lines to get you into a modality that's going to help you implement the crystal work even more. Chakra work with the crystals, meditation with the crystals. Your divine gifts are unfolding. They're flowering. So be very, very patient with yourself. You have gifts. They're coming in a different way, though. And everybody's intuitive gifts manifest differently. That's what makes it so creative. So please be patient with yourself. And I'd love to continue with this sometime. If we ever have time, email me and schedule a mini reading even just to kind of jumpstart that. I know everybody's dealing with their financials, so there's no pressure here. But it does feel like that's kind of what's happening. Just saying.
I know, and we love that. And you guys remember, it's mabermanarts@gmail.com. So those of you who are, it's mabermanarts@gmail.com, psycheskonwall.com. We got all the information. Sit back and relax. We got so many phone calls. And I've got to write to you and tell you, Miss Marple. I got a complaint. Jethro's still not telling me where his classes is. Why do you have to be psychic to find him? I'm in Tampa. What's going on? I love you. Okay, you don't have to be psychic. You go down to Southdale, Millbury. I'm at 1220 now. I moved about a month ago. I understand what's getting to you. That's funny. I'd love to have you back there. We're doing a sale, though. You have to come in and pay 50% less than what you paid in January. And then we're also, if you bring a friend, it's half off for them. It's called Jethro and it's Having a Wild Time. If you want to do hypnotherapy, we've got Thursday night classes. We've got tonight, we just did a dream class. We're working on totems next week. You don't have to be psychic. Just call me. Call me, and I will call you back. And what I love about it is that we got a lot of people. This is Jethro, Melissa. Definitely take that time to get to do a reading. I had someone ask me, you guys are American certified. I think you're both certified. You're crazy. I love listening to your show. This is Jethro. I have been listening to you for 6 months. You two have both been off the wall. That's true, Derica. And I want to tell you, that's what makes this fun and wild. You didn't call
Psyche
Scott.
If you don't keep a sense of humor through all of this stuff, we can't help anybody. You don't know. You don't know the tears we've shed.
I love it. And those of you who know the shows, why we do it is because we love it. We're going to grab the phones. 631, are you ready to have some fun?
Yes, I am. Thank you.
What's your name?
My name is Sue, and I had a job question to ask.
Okie doke. Hi, Sue.
Hi. My question is, do you see me getting more hours where I'm working now? And also, there's supposed to be a part-time job at the community center where I live, like just where people want to use the gym and stuff, just sign them up and stuff on a Wednesday, Thursday. Do you see me getting anything because I need more work? I work part-time.
Mm-hmm. Right now, it just feels like everything's on hold like it is for most of us just because of all of that's going on. Pursue it and stay on it. The thing at the other job sounds great. Sounds like it's right up your alley. Right now, what's being shared with me is that everything's at a standstill, so just try to hang in there. And hopefully, this is not to just like be a Debbie Downer, but by April, May, it feels like things are really going to blossom for you. And by June, July, you're going to have exactly the right kind of work that makes you happy. And somebody along the lines, when you are at this applying for this other job, this other signing-in job, you may meet some other people that have other leads for you. So keep every door open, Sue. Don't feel attached to anything right now. And keep your options. Stay where you are. Let it unfold. And keep open to these other people that may have other leads for you. How about you,
Jeff? You think I'll get a job on Wednesdays and Thursdays starting April then?
It feels like this is a really strong possibility for you. Where you are right now just feels like it's kind of at a standstill, but this other thing sounds like it's right up your alley. That's what's being shared with me.
Well, I'm thinking that I might get more hours in September with the school job.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, that would make more sense because everything is on hold right now, but it feels like things are going to shift. Whatever your guide just shared, I think they said April, May. Jethro, did you have anything you wanted to add?
I'm feeling the same way, and I apologize, Sue. It's like the energy is doing this really reference with you that it feels like they're doing this. Do you mind? I know this is tacky for a male to ask, but I need your date of birth only because I need to see why the pattern's holding energy, and I can give you better dates.
10/5/60.
Okay, 10/5. Okay, now that's why they're showing me with the other part of the October there, working with the energy of it. They're telling me that I agree very much in what Melissa's getting, but the guys are saying that. They said that there's also, because of the Saturn and the transition and what's going on with these retro planets going, there's also another situation for you that's there unfolding with it. And you said a little later in September, I see that. I agree with that they said that, but in the meantime, I spoke with what Melissa got in February. I feel like the guys are also telling me that to work with something else with your energy that you seem to you need. It's like I'm seeing you writing these things out and putting them out and burning them. That would be very good for you.
Right, but you see me also getting the job, like part-time at night, receptionist thing, for Wednesday and Thursdays?
That shows me that I feel like that's going to come along in March. I feel like that's later here, which isn't that far down the road right now.
Well, I think there's an opening April 1st.
April 1st. See, they keep showing me a little later on. They keep showing me, and I think actually, well, for some reason, I keep feeling like there's something that's going to come for you in March. So we're going to keep your thoughts.
I might interview in March, and then the position is in April.
Oh.
Okay, that's what it feels. That's what I feel. Yeah, I feel like and actually starting in April, that's what I would go with. Definitely, Sue, you know, keep us informed. We're going to keep some prayers out. Get a hold of us here on Psychics Gone Wild. We'll put some abundance prayers to you and get them rocking up there. Tell them we need some work.
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome, Sue. Keep us posted. All the best. Go get them, girl.
Go get them, and we're going wild because our phones have just went off the wall of Psychic Scott Wilder. 315, we're live. We're just in the beehive. How are you, 315?
What about my beehive?
What do you want your beehive to be, Queen Bee?
And you know what I say about that? Work your hair, work the room.
I know, you're teasing me about my hair. I think I'm going to get it cut real short.
Everybody needs
your
beehive.
Oh, no, you are not. We love you. You know I love your hair. I always tease you about the hair. Because this is our hairstylist, and because she is into hair, I can talk to her about hair. So there.
Ooh, we love it. What's your name?
My name?
Yeah.
This is Annette.
No way.
Yes,
Annette with a beehive. That is just the most beautiful thing I've ever heard in my life. Work your
hair,
work the room. She's a
doll. I love her. She's one of my Facebook friends and went on here, and I love you, Annette. I know that you have been helping. Did you see Melissa's new page? Melissa Berman has got her own page on Facebook. I proudly have made it. It is going up and down. We have people on. They like. They want. It's like she's like Play-Doh girl. They're just grabbing her, pinching her, touching her. I don't know if it's against the law or what, but it just keeps happening. I just was like, oh.
I'll have to check that out.
Check it out. And I'm telling you, I know you have a question for our lovely Melissa, and I will stop talking about Melissa's page and go back to work.
Okay, honey. And Jethro, you should be resting, remember?
I know.
Uh-huh.
I got
I hope
peanut
you're
butter
feeling
pie.
Better, honey.
Doesn't that count?
Okay, Melissa, yes. Anything that you want to give me, how's that, honey?
Yeah, it's better if you ask a question because we're so limited in time and want to be able to help you right away, Annette. What would you like to ask?
Okay, every time I go to the doctors and I think I'm done, they send me to another type of specialist. And today they sent me to the liver specialist, and I haven't ever seen him before. So far they've messed with my lungs, and now I just went through a heart thing, and now they're sending me to my liver thing. What do you see with that? It's like I feel that they just keep sending me all over the place.
Well, it just feels like your body is trying to get your attention. That there is some grief that's going on and your body's kind of ping-ponging it through your body. Unresolved emotions will lead to this. So it feels like, what was this last specialist? What's this one for?
The next one is the liver specialist. They found a couple of cysts on my liver, too, when they found it on my lungs.
Okay. Yes, this is, did you used to smoke?
Nope, never smoked, and
never
I don't
smoked.
Drink.
Good, okay. It feels like, okay, so the lungs are for grief and the liver is for anger. In Chinese
mm-hmm.
medicine and in aroma, you know, in just all of these different ancient art forms. So it's sort of a wake-up call. It's sort of a warning, not like, oh, you're dying, God forbid, nothing like that. It's a wake-up call for you to be taking really good care of yourself. It doesn't feel like you have, it feels like the blood work is trying to just kind of come into balance. How's your cholesterol?
It's high, but they're getting it underway because I've been put on a ton of medicine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I wasn't on medicine, and now I feel like I'm a medicine cabinet right now.
Yeah, of course. It makes perfect sense. A lot of this stuff can be treated, and we're not doctors here, but this is just to supplement. A lot of this can be treated with nutrition and exercising. So if
yeah.
you find that you're not getting enough in your nutrition or exercising, you may want to go see like a nutritional consultant who has a holistic background and
mm-hmm.
get some alternatives so that you can combine the two.
Mm-hmm.
But it feels like you've been defeated on some level, so that you're feeling kind of defeated. And this is not corporal punishment or any kind of threat to you. It's a chance for you to make yourself better and to make yourself more whole. So look at it as an opportunity to move to your next step with it, and be very gentle with your yourself, Annette. You do for everybody else, and when it comes to you, you put the hairnet on, and then you go do other people's hair. It's time for you to let somebody massage your neck and head and give you a pamper, you know,
okay.
pedicure, manicure, facial. It's your turn now, and that's why your body's sort of doing this, and you're also metaphysical, and so there are other things that are going on for you with that. So I'm going to
mm-hmm.
turn over to Jethro now and see what his guides have to share with your guides as well.
I feel very much agreement. I apologize. I missed part of that. They threw me out of my own show. I came back in the back door just to be spun around and have a wonderful commercial told about antacids. If I didn't have an upset stomach, I do now. I don't know what's going on, but we are
Annette
here.
Annette is dealing with some health journeying. And she's going from doctor to doctor on meds and stuff, and so we've been talking about alternative ways to combine with it, and that it's time for her to really take better care of herself because she's always taking great care of everyone else.
I agree, and I think that's how, I mean, and I tease of all the people that go, Jethro, to be a Facebook friend of mine, you guys realize that I have like 3 radio shows, all this stuff and metaphysical always going on. It is taxing, and I think that's why you are one of my on there, Annette. I know you're one of us. The guys are telling me that they're going to find a way to work with you that's going to be able to put something there with it, and I do feel there's something emotional. I heard, I got right in it when Melissa was talking about something going on with you and the energy releasing. I feel they're going to do that with you. I feel there's going to be some... an individual who works with you, and I keep seeing the like they do it like the Chinese and Asian way of the stick with the energy, and they heal you with some kind of acupuncture is what I see eventually working there.
Okay. Well, thank you.
We thank you. We love you, and I see them going through the guide. They're telling us on the show that it's time for another song. Oh, quit it.
What kind of song? Okay, what do you want to do? Just hit it.
The Sir Magnus was Give Me earlier. That was a very fun one. We also played a touch of our song is called Spring Meadow is the song that you guys listen to that starts our show out with the intro of Brooke. And we love all of you guys, but you're not the boss. So there we're going into there.
Oh, my goodness. Snap, snap, snap.
Snap. 484.
And I just want
like
everybody to know, please be patient with the Facebook page. Jethro's manning it right now, and eventually I'll be responding. But if you don't hear from me, it's just because we're not set up quite yet for me to do that. So please don't be mad at us.
And last week we got in trouble. I know the gentleman who wrote me about the third eye. I apologize because I think you were, you know, it is a lengthy thing, and that's why, just as Melissa said, you know, type into the psycheskonwall.com. It's on all the sites. Tonight, I was so proud. I want you guys to know that we hit a new record. Tonight, we just went over close to 6,800 fans for Psyche Skonwall. It means a lot
Yay.
To me. I know you guys are like, yeah, throw, but it's like, you know, those are fans that we've earned, that you guys have decided to like the show, send out the show. I laughed tonight when it came on. Those of you know our other individuals, I sent out at Melissa's page and got it bounced back from other people, sent it to me to like it, and I was so happy. I want you guys to know that means a lot to us here. 484, you're on live. Would you like to have a little wild time?
Hi, Psychic Jethro. This is Antoinetta calling you. How are you doing?
Great. I'm so glad. I have not heard of it for a while. I know that things were getting really intense, and you had me a little worried because I know you were going through a little bit of health and love life, and I'm so glad. Have you got to talk to our phenomenal Melissa?
I have never got to speak to her, so I'm so awesome to speak to her, and I got, you know, a burning question or so hopefully she can help me.
Hi, Antoinetta. Good evening. It's such a privilege to meet you. Yeah, tell us, spill it, girl. Let's see what we can do here. Woo!
Well, of course, it's going to be about a man. It's going to be about a man, the same man that's been in and out of my life here. So the burning question is this man going to be moving into my home anytime soon? And if so, a time frame of when you see this happening?
Well, do you really want him to?
I do.
Oh, okay. You just have to ask him, when are you moving in? You can't be afraid. If he's going to live with you, you got to be able to speak up. And don't wait for it to happen. You guys have to really make plans.
Mm-hmm.
He sounds like somebody that's sort of like distant emotionally, and then he comes really close, and he kind of is like a cowboy hanging out with the cactus, and then he's just really gentle, and it makes you a little, it's like crazy making. So you want to prepare your space before he does move in, if that is what you end up doing together, and you need to really take some time to really talk to your space, and just because the energy is going to change when he comes
mm-hmm.
in. I wonder if you notice that the energy does change when he comes in, and you want to really ground that space. You can use sea salt, you can use lavender, you can use frankincense and myrrh, you can do all kinds of, you know, beautiful kind of
mm-hmm.
personal rituals.
I've been burning sage with lavender. I've been burning a love chakra candle.
Right, but the bottom line is that's for you. The bottom line is
okay.
You have to just, like, sit down with him and say, are we going to do this? And not be afraid
mm-hmm.
of any of it. If there's a rejection there and it hurts, you want to take a deep breath with that and just give it some space. If he's gung-ho to do it, you know, we're not allowed to say, yeah, because, you know, he's going to move in tomorrow and it's going to be happily ever after, because he has free will. So the guidance
right.
coming through is for you, and you have to prepare yourself if you want another being to come into this space. But you just have
mm-hmm.
to kind of be direct with him, Antoinetta, and just say, we've been doing this for many years. You keep saying, yes, we're not doing it. Are we doing this, and when? Because I need to know now. You need to get on with your life regardless and not be afraid
right.
of it. You don't need his permission to have him move in. He's got to be a grown-up. And you're not his mom.
Right.
You got to sit down and just say, are we doing this? And not be afraid
right.
of it. There's no knight in a shining armor right now with this situation. It's too, you've been together off and on, in and out for too many years to have that, unfortunately. Or fortunately, maybe better to not be blindsided. But, you know, you have to just be prepared one way or another and know that you're safe no matter what you do. You're loved no matter what you do. And this can change at the drop of a hat. Jethro!
I feel the same, and I really know that you're going through some karma here with this relationship. I'm so glad to hear you, and don't get offended. You know, I know that you're going through a lot of stuff. I don't want you to call me when you're stressed, but I'm so glad, because I know this is not an easy one. This is one of those, like, I agree very much, and I love what Melissa just said. It's there's so much energy around it. It's not easy for you or for him, and I feel that that's part of what's happening. I'm glad to hear, I can hear from the guys that you're seems like you've worked with some other stuff with him too. They also are telling me, I know people are going to get in trouble, but if you do any kind of oils, they're telling me no Hannah. If you've ever tried no Hannah, it's a very good oil that works for works with money. It works on helping bring in things in. But they're telling me
mm-hmm.
that a little bit of no Hannah would work real well with a very light candle and some prayer and some work for him to bring him in. It smells very lovely. It's ironic that it's a money candle, but I have heard people, and the guys are telling me with you, this would be good for you. It also would clear some of the energy with him, because I feel that's part of the problem. There's some other situation there with him that has never, you seem to get him through one level of being with you, and then he kind of bounces back, is what they're telling me.
Mm-hmm.
He's scared.
Yeah.
He's really scared. I just love hearing from you. You have got to win one of our prizes. You're probably one of our longest listeners, best listeners. Put in to psychicsgonewild.com. We're giving away prizes again tonight. We got some CDs from Linda, and I'm going to be giving away actually some jewelry from Ladies Arango here in a little bit.
Okay. So, keep us posted, Antoinette. You're doing really good spiritual work on this. Now just, you know, get to the brass tacks with it, and so you can continue to move forward.
We love all of you guys. We got the phones just did the Melissa surge, so we got 14 new that just came in. 813,
yeah,
what about you? 813. How are you, 813? You're live on Psychics Gone Wild.
Hello, how are you?
Really good, really crazy, really fun.
What's your name, love?
This is Brenda. Hi, Jethro.
Hi, Brenda. Yay, where you been, wild girl?
It's been a while, hasn't it?
It has. It has been a while.
Hi, Brenda.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you? How can we help you?
I have a question regarding my oldest son and his girlfriend. I'm just wondering, I'm in a situation with them, and what's going to happen with that?
Jethro, you want to take this one first?
And yeah, I feel an energy here. I feel like that this is very awkward. I feel like that this is one of those situations where you've had to trying to reasoning's not making sense. And I know that's when people go, what is that? That's a Jethroism. Reasoning is not making sense, because what everyone would say logically is happening is not really going on with this relationship. I feel like you are. I feel like you're at a point where you need some time back. I feel like it's got. I'm not happy with him. I feel like there's some sadness here, and I feel like it's like the confusion seems to be coming from, I feel the couple there. I'm not trying to be mean, Brent. I know this is your son and his girlfriend, but I feel like they've got to do something different a little bit here than what's going on. And it feels like it's starting with working with you. I feel like they've got to really follow through with what's going on. I feel like there's some dishonesty there. I'm sorry. I feel like they're not being really, like they're supposed to be, and they're trying to work this around, and it's not right.
Yeah, I wrote sadness and doubt, and then you said the same thing, and then something about a steamboat, like it's just like it's huffing and puffing through. But you know what, Brenda, this isn't your responsibility anymore, and it never really was. It's like there's sadness there. There's some kind of connection with you and your son that is very ancient, and you don't want to lose him. But what's happening is it's depleting you. It's making you a weaker person, and you're not weak, you're strong. And so you want to take a really good look at that, and you make a tough love choice when you're ready to, and see what happens with that.
That's what I've been trying to tell myself. I need to make a decision, and I'm trying to decide on a timeline to give him, and that's what I'm struggling with.
Well, you know, in every thing, it's either 2 weeks or 3 weeks, 4 weeks notice, you know, whatever you can handle, but you need to get this going so that you're not, it's almost like you're in spiritual harm's way, even though you're always protected, so always protect yourself spiritually, but you're stronger than the way it's making you feel, and you will make the right decision, okay?
Okay.
Yeah,
I feel that too, and they say 3 weeks. They keep telling me 3 weeks. I'm glad you brought it into perspective for us, because it is. I feel that. And the guy said that it's also working at a level that's also getting you going in together, and they said that you're not going to be able to handle it. I do apologize to you guys. When you call me and I'm doing the radio show, I can't do a psychic reading for you now. sometimes people just, you know, I guess I'm going to take about 10 minutes aside here. Well, I'll get with you later. So go in here, Brenda, with it. That's what I'm getting. I'm also getting that in the next couple of weeks, I feel like there's something else that's coming in that's going to even, like she said, the older karma. I feel that that's with you too very much. You and your son are going to come to an agreement to even be better with it, because it has just gotten to a situation that's it's gotten too strong. It's just, and you're a very good person. You went above and beyond. It's time to put some stipulations and some things together.
Right. And that's what I feel, but I guess I just have to get myself together to and figure out, you know, I want the best for him. But
sure, but it's not your responsibility anymore. So get
like
the best
I'm,
for you too.
I'm feeling to where I'm being taken advantage of, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, you know, hit the road, Jack. We love you. Don't let the door kick you in the butt when you leave, but I'm always here. I'll always be your mom. That's your subtext.
I love you. Jeez, I'm Melissa, you're so cute. I mean, you know, yeah. Well, we love you, Brenda, to hang in. Sometime come by and say hi. I made some really good brownies if you're coming by Friday. I'm going to do banana brownies again, really good ones.
Oh, you're eating right now. What do you eat?
Oh, this was an Italian candy. It's nugget candy. I have to eat it now.
Nugget or nougat, Jethro? Nougat.
You call it tomato. I say tomato. We still get it through the lake of the
All right,
bay.
Nugget candy it is.
I can't even snack with this person anymore. I'm telling you, I love it. Love you. We're going on. We are there. We've got
Take
many
care,
of you guys. Remember to go ahead and get a hold of us for the full one. I had someone ask me yesterday, Jethro, I've been listening to your show for months now, and I don't understand why I only get a few minutes. You get a few minutes because what we do is we give you a test, and then you get to see. Melissa's this way, Jethro's this way, Gary's this way, DC Love's this way, Jan Bach Drakey's this way, and then you're always free then to choose which one of us that resonates to you and helps. I found out if I were to do the show, I give everyone a few free minutes of it. I could work 24/7 because we have a large group of people. I would love to be able to do that, but two reasons. The bill, the crazy postman, he keeps bringing me these things, and they deliver at my door, and they expect to be paid, or they turn things off and take my toys. So please, you know, remember that we will do the karma to help you, and you help us. So, you know, go in there and get a reading. Get on Psychics Gone Wild. We are having a contest. I know that two of you have told me that you did write and that you found out that mabermanarts@gmail.com is a legitimate email. We'll do the big thing, right, Melissa, and sit down and get a reading. I'm
it isn't a legitimate email, or it is?
It is. They just
yeah,
realized
that's my Gmail. That's my business Gmail.
I have a group. I don't know if we're smoking pancake batter again or what, but something's going a little crazy above me in the north, and I'm in Florida, so there's a lot of you up there doing it. And I don't know what's going on, but I've got some people teasing me really bad, mercifully. But, yes, of course she's a real email. We're real people. We're doing this for real. This isn't.
No, no, we're not. We're phoning this in from like. No, I'm just kidding. I'm sorry. This is
G.I.
really
Joe,
not happening. Alternative universe.
971, you're in for some fun. How about you, 971? Before we get kicked off. Oh no.
Oi.
We got
static.
Oi vey. Oh my God. I do not know. 971 is having static from areas I do not think that the Lord wants to see. We need to ask, can you hear us?
Oh, my gosh.
And I also
just want people to know, you know, when we do these, we are so committed to making sure we get the best guidance for you in this short time because, you know, everybody's dealing with their financial stuff right now. You know, anything we can do to help, we're here to help. It's just, you know, when we do these longer readings, you know, for people, it's to give you even more insight and guidance. And so you just know that we're here for you. It's not just to, you know, sell our souls, our wares. We don't do that. We're here to help. Help me.
203, you're on. Can you hear us, 203? Can you speak? Have you ever spoken, 203? This is scaring me. Can I hear something? Okay, you can be quiet. Silent ones go on. We go on. I do know there's a couple of you trying to get in because I can tell 971, you spooked me when you did static back. You did the radio sound that sounded scary. 423, what about you? 423.
Oh, hello, yes. My name is Bridget.
Bridget, we love you. You just spoke back. You win the prize of getting to talk to us. We are happy.
Hi, Bridget. My question is, I've been baffled for like the past 24 hours. I was told yesterday, I currently live in Tennessee, I hope it's okay to say, and I want to move to the state of Georgia, but I was told yesterday that I wasn't going to move to Georgia, that I was going to move to California, and I'm baffled by that because I don't have a job, I don't have a car. And even this morning, I had to get up at 7:30 and try to get a food basket from a local charity. So,
Bridget, who told you you're moving to California?
Well, I hope it's okay to say, but you guys are great. So, you know, yesterday I called, and the person with the tarot card reading, you know, it was several of them. They were great, but I am just totally stumped. I just can't believe it. And it's been on my mind like crazy. I know to take everything with a grain of salt, but it's just like I'm walking around like in the Twilight Zone, kind of, sort of.
It feels more like you need to kind of get where you want to grow. If you thought about California, that's an option. But right now, it just feels like you need to think about where can I go where I can grow. And if you can stay in Tennessee, stay in Tennessee. If Georgia feels like the right option, then that's where you go. I'm looking at GA, like the symbols for Georgia and California are kind of close. It's GA for Georgia and CA for California. So I don't know, but right now it feels like you need to, it's like you need to nest. It feels like a time of nesting for you. It feels like a time of connecting with some people, if you know people in other states, and just kind of feel things out before you make any kind of a move. Be very practical. We do move on the drop of a dime because we have that incentive and we have that ability to say, this is exactly what I'm supposed to be doing. I'm checking it out. I'm going. But for right now you need to nest a little bit and kind of self-nurture a little bit and then make your decision. I'm going to turn this over to Jethro, too, and see what he has to say.
I agree, and so the tarot reader told you California?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. But that happens. Yeah. And it's nothing bad against any of us. And we do get different. I mean, you've got to listen to this, one of our debates, and we're like, I got that and you said blue and I know yours is red and so there you're purple. So then you go into this kind of energy. This is what's happened with the states, and I do see that. I see the guides are showing that other places would resonate. So the person may have picked up that, and I love what Melissa just said with it, because I'm not seeing you going there. I'm also seeing a real strength that what the angels are telling me is that we've got to get you where you're most content. Now I like what you said with the CA and the Georgia, because I got more closer to the South. Here I was just teasing them. I have friends up there, and I have some actually in-laws up in Maryville. Very, very fun in Tennessee. I have my book in Murfreesboro. I think I'm saying it right. I love that town. I can't say their name, but I love it. And the guys are telling me with you that we're supposed to be working on something here with you, Bridget, of what really makes you intent, because what you're going after is where you're going to move. I feel like there's something that's there with love and some other interests. And the guys are telling me that it's time for you to take care of you. And this is Georgia you're going to?
Yes. Yes, because I've been planning it for a year. I had a little setback. And, like, I'm literally homeless now. And it's like, I'm going to have to do something, like, soon. So,
yeah, and it feels like there's a shelter.
I mean, I don't even have an address. I have to, like, when I do anything, I have to, like, on the fly put friends or family address down, and they don't even know it. So it's like...
Right. That's okay. Look, you're strong, but it feels like there's a shelter that would be willing to help you out for a little while. And from there, you may meet some people. You know, you always meet people, but you've got to take care of you, like Jethro was saying, too.
Yeah.
We're trying to transplant Melissa out of California. I don't want you to go out to California. I was out there.
I
They're
know.
Foreign.
I get it. I'm so sorry. But my question was, like, to them, like, what month do you see me, like, leaving? So I could, like the lady said, I can prepare myself very quickly to, you know, to get money to move. But
right.
It's just like,
Bridget, what's in Georgia that you're drawn to?
Well, it's my daughter. I want to be supportive. She wants to go there for her modeling acting career. She's 21 now. I think she thinks her clock is ticking. So she's been wanting to go for the last, I'd say, 2 years, basically.
So you guys are like going to travel together. That's the concept. That's the idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. It just everything feels like it's burdened on your shoulders. Like things that aren't really supposed to be burdens on your shoulders. And you have such a good heart. Check out your local church and see what's going on there as well. There may be a place where you can stay for free for a little while just to get on your feet and decide how you want to make this happen.
Okay.
Yes, we love you, Bridget. We're going to put some prayers out, and definitely I feel that they're going to come through with a blessing for you there in Georgia.
Yeah, definitely.
And you'll be closer to me, so I got to run because you're pushing and shoving. Take care.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you, Bridget. All the best. Take care.
And this is Jethro and Melissa going wilder than you've ever been wild before.
We are so wild. How wild are we, Jethro?
The wildest.
I mean, on a scale of 1 to 10, we are at 1,005.
Oh, I would say yes. And I got a tease. 971 typed back in. They said, I'm here. I'm sorry. How are you, 971? We come back to you. We've got about 9 people. I apologize. It's 19 minutes. Oh, we actually have 14 people in 19 minutes. 971, how are you?
Hello.
Hello.
Yay.
Hi.
Hi. What's your name?
My name is Kay.
Hi, Kay.
Hello. I was wondering if you see me getting a job in, I guess just a job.
A job and a dog. Yeah, it feels very promising that you, have you been on interviewing? Have you been interviewing?
No, I haven't. Wow. I was freelancing at a company and I expressed interest to them a while ago that I want the job when it comes permanent. So I'm kind of hoping I get that, but I've been applying anyway.
But you haven't been interviewing yet?
No, I just started applying.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was the big message, that you're going to be interviewing soon. And this place where you are now, have you reminded them lately that you're interested?
I'm going to send them an email on Monday. Actually, I might call, but I'm not too sure. Which do you think is probably the best? Because I was supposed to send, like, earlier.
Is there somebody you can go in person and say, hello?
Hello?
Are you there? Okay.
Yeah.
Is there any way you could go in person and say, I'm a freelancer here and I love it and I just wanted to remind everybody that I'm available and would love to be considered when there's a position? I mean, you work there. You might as well show them how fabulous you are in person.
Yeah. I mean, I spoke to my boss, and he basically said that right now he's still waiting to hear from, you know, the guys above him what the deal is. And I received an email, and they're looking for feedback because it's time for their review, their yearly review. So I'm wondering if they're just waiting for the yearly review to happen.
How long ago was this?
Sorry?
How long ago was this conversation?
The conversation with him was about 2 weeks ago, but then today there was an email being sent out by HR that they're doing their yearly review and they need everyone to respond by mid-March.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I'm wondering if their fiscal year ends around, you know, back year too.
Okay. So I'm hearing three, so it's either, it feels more like 3 weeks would be a better time to approach this. In the meantime, it feels like a really good place that you really feel comfortable and established there. It also feels that if you pursue some other venues, there may be more of a part-time situation that would come through that might be interesting to you as well. So keep the doors open, okay?
Okay. So, yeah. I'm hoping to get this job. I really, really, really hope so.
Well, we hope so, too. Keep us posted.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All the best. Give it a little space.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Jethro? Hello?
This is getting wild. Can you hear me?
Now I can. Oh, my God.
Ah.
You're eating nougat, so you can't talk to us. That's what it is.
I do this.
Nougat is like toffee. Toffee is like taffy.
That's a good one. And I got to tell you guys.
You did that on purpose to scare me, didn't you?
Earlier it took me out of here and scared me. I couldn't find a way back in when I did my password and it told me I was on relay or something. I'm like, relay?
Mm-hmm.
I never had that. It's a new word for me on the radio. Took a name here and we're Denise Brelbrook, you have won Psychic's Gone Wild present. And I got to look and see what it is.
Yay, Denise, congratulations. Share it with us. Okay, no, just, come on. Can we come and play with you?
Linda Irwin's Traveling Time and Space Music Collage 1 by Linda Irwin. So congratulations, Denise. And remember, those of you who've gotten it in, if you haven't received it and you were winners, I know there was quite a few phone numbers that called in. You guys got to remember, you've got to get a hold of me. I've got a Diane, a couple of other individuals. I have your phone number, but I have no mailing to send to you. Now, I can telepathically send the song to your phone, and it will start to ring, and you'll pick up your phone and go, who is it? And it won't answer. So you need to send it to me, a snail mail, so that I can get it to you, guys. I love you, and we're here for you, but you got to help a little bit. I know that the guy comes by with the bag of mail, but he's got to have a place to run to. So give me that address, and we'll get it sent out to you. I do have yours, Denise, and I laughed. You already wrote me from Facebook. If you don't have it, she sent her address to me on Facebook. Okay, I've got Denise. Denise, I think I've known you for about 6 years, but we love you. Just so you guys know, we are Psychics Gone Wild, and we're asking you guys to just be a little wilder, please. 347, how are you doing tonight? You're on live.
It's raining. Ooh, everybody salute. It's raining in California.
How are you, 347? Are you happy that it's raining on Melissa? She needed to be wetted down.
What's going on? I'm in Florida. It's Chadwick Wright. I was just calling about, relationship-wise, and maybe if you could throw in a little thing about career and what's going on with me.
Pick one or the other, beautiful Chadwick, because we don't have that much time, and we really want to help you.
Love. I want to know about love with my current relationship or past relationship. What's going to be going on now?
Well, it sounds like you get bored easily. It sounds like, you know, you need more excitement in your life because you are a traveler. You're somebody that likes to, you know, go and do things and hang out as well, and try different places. So it feels like whoever you've been seeing lately can't keep – it sounds like this person – is this true? She just can't quite keep up with you?
I don't think so, no. It's a girl I just met, and me and her is like, she's almost sound like one of my soulmates, almost.
I love it.
That's nice. Well, I'm just the messenger. This is the guidance that came through. So it just feels like, maybe that's spiritual traveling. That is.
You might be talking about my ex, because my ex was a long-term relationship. And, you know, me and her was going through it, and I've been finding out that she's cheating on me and stuff like that. I just kind of snapped.
Cut her loose and kick her to the curb, just saying. I think this may be more of a spiritual message about this person not being able to keep up with you, which may be really, really okay. If you are seeing it as a soulmate connection, don't push that issue. Just feel it in your heart and let it play out so that you can see where this is heading. And if this person is able to kind of meet you in the middle spiritually. And there's nothing wrong with this at all. There's no red flags. There's no, you know, anything. But for you, because you do have a spiritual heart, that's what you want to keep nurtured. What say you, Jethro?
I agree very much, and I'm so happy to hear from you, Chadwick. I remember you many moons ago, Colin. You were our wild man on the beach. They laughed today. They're like, woo-woo, the hot man. This is our hot man in Florida. I'm so glad to hear the love. The guys are telling me this is very good and that this new relationship is going to be very intense. And they said this is really good. So I'm hearing that very strong. And they said that be ready for some of your dreams to come true because this person will bring them. So I'm feeling this is a very good. So good luck, man. Calling in. Tell your friends. Remember, you had people call us last time. I love you, Chadwick. They were like, oh, Chadwick sent us. I was like, rocking. I told my sister, Chadwick down there partying on the beach.
I got a lot of people calling in.
Yes, you did. I went out to the bar and said, Jethro's on tonight. Get over here in Florida. Call the crazy man. Thank you. Got it rolling. We're going crazy here. This is Psychics Gone Wild. And we
take care, Chadwick. How wild are we? We are wound and wild.
We are just whipping through them. I think this is a world's record right now. 916 in 1 hour show. We've handled more people. I've gotten to eat two snacks. You only busted me with one.
The other one?
A Snickers bar, and it started it. 916, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you guys doing tonight?
Great.
Hi, how are you? What's your name?
I am good. I am Susan.
Hi, Susan. Wonderful to meet you. How can we help you?
Okay. So here's my really short story in like 5 seconds because I know you guys are short on time. I have been in a situation before where sometimes I don't trust my guides. Not that I don't trust them, but I've been manipulated quite a bit, so I don't always know if I'm talking to who I think I'm talking to. So I wanted to know if you could give me any names so I can try to connect with them later on and kind of, you know, feel out my situation.
The first thing you need to do, I'm just the messenger, so please bear with this, is to take a sea salt bath, and you want to cleanse yourself of the past. And you just get some sea salt and throw in the bathtub. You can throw some lavender or frankincense and myrrh in there or eucalyptus or anything like that. You want to bathe in that. You have a bathtub?
Yes, I do.
Okie doke. And then stay in that. Baptize yourself with the salt through your head, everything. Once all that water goes down the drain, then take your regular shower. Then you want to go into meditation, and you want to call in however you relate to the concept of God, whether that's God and Goddess, Jesus, the divine creator, it's your personal to you, and you want to create a sacred space in meditation.
Okay.
Okay? After that, you only give permission to those of your team to come in. Any of the other stuff is because you're learning how to do this work. And it's part of your unfoldment to understanding this. So it's good that you're asking these questions. It's really important that you are. So you are the physical incarnation of your spiritual team. And so you want to know the difference, which is really powerful. So you have to do more of this prep work before you work with them and then give them permission. We've all been through this. It's like an initiation that happens. It feels like the archangels are really on your side. I'm getting purple and yellow, and purple is usually Jesus. I don't know if that's a truth for you, but he's a master teacher. The ascended masters come through purple and yellow. So there's an ascended master. One of them is Jesus. You might want to do a little research on them. Buddha's an ascended master. It feels like one of them really wants to kind of take you under their wing and work with you. So when you're meditating, meditate on those colors and just say, I'm willing to be open to the divine's plan for me regarding my spiritual team. And then you're going to start getting dreams. You're going to give them permission to work with you and help you more. It's your turn and your calling, Susan, to do this prep work.
Okay.
And you should
okay.
Be
yeah,
really...
I'm already getting all kinds of dreams and stuff like that. It's just right now it's all me. That's it. Nobody else because I don't trust anybody else outside of me. So that's kind of, you know, where I'm at at the moment.
So you want to, right before you go to bed, put a shield of light around you and just do this extra prep work so that you can really discern and decipher, and then that's part of your path unfolding. It's really good.
Okay.
Jethro?
I agree very much, and I like what the energy they're telling us here with you, Susan. They said the strengthening is even happening as she was talking about that with it, and I love the fact that the guides were bringing in with the master energy and the other part with your development, because they keep saying that your aura is also strengthening up some other things. This is your time and now for you. It's like the karma and the word and the key energy is now, and it's like I feel like it's all coming together. They keep telling me that you've also developed some of your own energy that you're doing. It's like I see you becoming a ritual where you're putting together some things that you really want to say and do to help your energy even escalate faster, to put you in a more spiritual way of life. And they said that by the time they get into the summer, you will be completed through this process.
Okay, awesome.
That's so awesome, Susan.
Thank you. All right, Blessing.
Thank you guys so much for your time, and I hope you guys have a wonderful evening.
You too. You're awesome too, girly girl.
Doing. We've got a couple of you guys that are asking really quick, and we might be able to flip you through like a little taco, slap some sauce on you, and a little lettuce
Woo-hoo!
On your head, and you've got tomato earrings, 260. What do you know, 260?
Hi.
Hi, welcome.
Hello. Okay. My question is, I was wondering
okay,
if my guys...
Hold on, what's your name, lady girl?
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm Chelsea.
Hi, Chelsea, welcome.
Hi. Okay. I was just wondering if my spirit guides have any messages, like anything pressing to tell me right now, like if they have anything to let me know.
Oh, goodness. I feel that with the guys. I'm jumping in real quick, but they're showing me love with you. They're showing me they're showing me some things that are going on, and they're telling me that it's like I keep seeing books. I'm seeing studies. You said your guides, and they're showing me that I feel there's a relationship at the library or something, because I'm seeing all these books and all this, either that or an office, someplace where there's a lot of books. They look like business books to me, textbooks, and then they're showing me this person there, this relationship.
Oh, I don't know. I've been journaling recently, and like I just bought a new book that is like about like deep soul writing about that. And I think they let like I just randomly bought the book and started doing it. So I've been reading a lot that through that.
Like I've been studying up on like so cool.
I've been studying up on I don't know, just trying to get like more into my intuitive side, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I'm getting the sentence, why are you doubting yourself, little angel one? So never doubt yourself. Never doubt any of these things. Like, you totally get it. You know, I don't know why I bought that book, but I just did, because you were divinely guided. And it's like
yeah.
The next step. Exactly. So, you know, again, for all of us, just do the prep work. Do the meditation. Do the surrounding by the light and the love. Do that protocol, that ritual, whatever you want to call it, because it just helps the connection to be even stronger as you unfold to it. And just give them permission to connect with you in sacred space.
Okay. And then
loving
you saw a person?
Yes.
Okay. I don't know who the person would be, but
I feel they're telling me a little bit of energy. And this is the bad thing. When you talk to a psychic, we're always in the future. I had someone tell me, give it to me today, Jethro. And I'm like, no. I mean, we live
no.
Throw this out there, you know, and it's like, you know, and when people say, well, guess who's on the phone? You're like, really? Do you want me to do that? It's the same kind of thing you've got with your energy, that the person is going to be there. I said to tell you that this journey was meant to take you there. So I think that also, like, I love what you're doing with your book and your other guide work, but you're also going to find someone who's just as mentally learning and experiencing as you have. And they're telling me that song, Love's Going to Get You, One Way or Another, It's Going to Get You. And it's like, it's a good thing. And I'm supposed to also let you know that you've got a very good energy that you're sometimes when your guides are watching, they said that they've kind of learned to tease you, because the way you are fun, other people look forward to seeing you. You should know that you're very valued and loved. You're like our little ray of sunshine here. Melissa, everybody laughs, but during the week, I can't wait sometimes, because I know when I get on the phone, she's always happy. Melissa's always happy.
Well, people always like, if something's ever wrong with me, everyone's always like, wait, are you like, what's wrong? Why aren't you like happy and like how you normally are? I'm like, I don't know.
It's the yellow energy. You got beautiful, like all this positive energy coming from you. And the guys were like, and I love to make people laugh. You guys have watched the show, and that's the reason why, because whenever someone like you laugh or they get in a good mood, it sends that positive back. It's like having a positive buzz of energy. You go, you know, and I'm like, oh, cool. You know, we're like, I had a friend tell me, they said, Jethro, you're doing the electric chair on here. Everybody's happy. We love
you,
Jethro.
Thank you so much.
Take care, Chelsea.
You too. Have a great night.
You too. Thank you. Jethro, it's almost time.
It is. And everybody that's tuning in, make sure you guys know to go ahead and get to psychicsgonewild.com. If you didn't get in, get that time with us. I want to thank all of you guys. I am doing a special deal. I know Melissa does them too. Get with us on an email. I had someone tell me they were having very tight times. That's the answer. Send an email, your five top questions, and then you've got it taken care of. It's done. I do get it typed out. I had someone laugh, because you guys know that I'm a very fast talker. And it's like, what I love is that, you know, sometimes I had a person do readings with me for years, and they did the top of the line reading. They said, Jethro, you give me so much information in the hour that now they come and they just get little emails, and it's so much easier. I type it out. It's like, okay, what's going on? Type, type, type. Here we do. I look at your picture. I read your aura. Get with Melissa at MABERMANTARTS. Man, I can't even do it tonight. I can't speak.
MABERMANTARTS@gmail.com. I'll help you out, brother.
Help me out, sister, because I'm going over the wall. We love it.
Happy Oscar weekend, everybody, and we'll see you next Wednesday, right?
Oh, yes, we will. And in Hollywood, who's Oscar? I mean, are they giving out hot dogs? What are we going to do with Oscar?
Oscar Mayer. No, but Wolfgang Puck is making his fabulous whatever, and, yeah, it's Oscar weekend, isn't this? Oscar weekend? Yeah. March something.
I've got to keep track, you know, and I laugh because when we were out there in California, it's such a blast with Melissa, and the world was spinning there, and we were having such a good time, and they were all like, did you see that person? I'm like, who is that person? I found out they were someone really famous on TV. I thought they were the person that was selling the ice cream, and I was all excited to find out they were.
Oh, my God.
And so now we know why Jethro is going to stay in the Hillbillies with the rest of his family. But we love all of you guys. Tune in. We will see you guys, like she said, next Wednesday with tomorrow night we get Rough and Wild, the two ladies, the Mermaid and Dina Flanagan, doing Psychics Gone Wild dance.